this is Amory Starr reporting from Cancun, Mexico, from the 5th WTO Ministerial and Protests of Fame. The WTO meetings have collapsed entirely. The first thing to understand about why and how it collapsed is that the WTO meetings are run according to a process called consensus. But what that process actually looks like is that the most powerful countries, primarily the EU, the US, and sometimes Canada is included, write out a text, which they then pressure the developing nations, third world nations, and all the other nations to accept. And this process is called bullying. And one of the first thing that we saw, let's see, about 2 days ago on the 12th, is that the delegates, their identification tags hang on a ribbon around their neck. And they had started to replace the delegate ribbon with a ribbon that said consensus in 9 or 10 languages, indicating that they were resisting the bullying process and demanding a change in the process so that they wouldn't be bullied into consensus. They could, which the consensus had to be participatory. The second thing that happened very strongly from the beginning of these meetings was that the issue of agriculture was first and foremost, and everybody knew this. The United States opening press conference with the United States Trade Representative Bullock and was held jointly with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Secretary of Agriculture. And so it was very clear that everyone knew that agriculture was going to be the issue. The WTO had actually been pushing this through the meetings in Sacramento, which were sort of another forum to pressure third world countries into accepting biotechnology and to moving forward with the United States' vision of agriculture. And right from the beginning, there was resistance to this within the meetings in the form of the Group of 21, which expanded, we heard yesterday, to the Group of 32 nations, which were proposing an alternative to the United States' vision of the agriculture agreement. They proposed a text, and they were not at all happy with the lack of response that came from the United States, but they were very, and the EU, but they were very happy to gain an incredible amount of attention from the press, from other countries, international attention around their text on agriculture, which served them far better. As of yesterday, the talks were on the rocks. There was a deadlock over agriculture, and it was well known that the talks would not move forward without anything happening on agriculture. What happened today was a bit of a surprise, because as of yesterday, there was information that the United States and EU were pressuring for several more days of negotiation, and that the third world countries were resisting us because it would be very expensive for them to continue to stay and house all their delegations and change their tickets and so forth. So people were expecting negotiations to continue all night tonight, and perhaps there would be a press conference in the morning announcing the failure of the meeting. People did not think the meetings were going to succeed, really, although, you know, people suppressed their optimism about that, because at these meetings before, sometimes there's a lot of bullying at the end and something gets pulled off at the last minute. So no one really expected much to happen today, but I just had this hunch that I wanted to be in the press center this afternoon. And as I was walking in the door of the press center at the convention center where the WTO meetings are being held, there are video crews running across the room, and there's this huge crush, actually, in the cafeteria. Somehow, these delegates had just emerged from what's called a green room meeting, which are these small, exclusive bullying sessions where U.S. and EU try to make deals and manipulate countries into doing what they want them to do on these texts that they've written. And the first news we got was that Kenya had walked out of this meeting. Well, it turned out that the meeting was not on agriculture. It was on what are called the new issues or the Singapore issues. These are the agreements on services, the agreements on government procurement, and the agreements on investment. These agreements are really about giving corporations the right to do business, to write a business plan, make an investment, and that countries are just not allowed to really control who they buy for in their government procurement. They're not allowed to control who provides electricity and water services. All of that would have to be privatized and sold off to the highest bidder. And also, investments, third world countries really try to play a role in controlling the nature of investments in order to control their own method of development. And this would have really taken away all of their ability. The investment agreement would take away all of their ability to control that. And we hadn't really heard much about services and investments in the first few days of this meeting. We'd really only been hearing about agriculture and kind of assumed those things weren't being talked about. But apparently, in this green room meeting today, what happened is that the G21, who were already in alliance about agriculture, along with the ACP, which is the African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries, most of them, as well as the Africa group, and India and Malaysia, were very firm in absolutely refusing to move forward on the new issues, the Singapore issues. And they basically said it's not happening. And Kenya may have been the first to physically walk out of the meeting, but very shortly it was clear that a great number of countries are refusing to move forward on those issues, and that the U.S. and the EU were saying you have to be willing to launch negotiations on these issues. The countries said they wouldn't, and the talks were over. This news gets out, and very quickly, some of the NGOs, representatives of NGOs, Walden Bellow, Anuradha Mittal of Food First, Walden Bellow is with the Focus on the Global South, and Lori Wallace of Public Citizen were in the press center. Anuradha Mittal said this is a slap in the face for the EU and the U.S. The developing countries do not agree to be colonized. Walden Bellow said whether the WTO will survive this, I doubt. Two failed ministerials are hard to survive. So he's predicting that this could very well spell the end of the WTO. Shortly after those statements were made, cheers and jubilation start to just spread throughout the press center, which is, of course, full of NGOs and delegates and press, whooping and cheering and dancing and embracing. It was really an air of jubilation even there, which, you know, they weren't officially the protesters, but many people there, including the European delegations, understood that something was seriously wrong with these agreements, and everyone was very, very excited. There was a lot of cheering and celebrating as the G21 had a press conference at about 4:30. All of the G21 ministers had huge smiles on their faces. It was very hard to see any sad face in those meetings. It's really a great victory for the developing countries to begin to both be in solidarity with each other, but also to say quite strongly to the U.S. and the EU that they're going to define their own agendas for development. They're not going to be colonized by multinational corporations, and they're not going to be bullied and frightened into collaborating with U.S. and EU agendas, which are often manipulating the poor in the name of corporate profit. So people are thrilled here. There's a party cooking up. I suspect that we will go again to the site where Li Qiang took his life on behalf of farmers around the world, wearing a sign around his neck saying WTO kills farmers. He's the Korean farmer organizer, 56 years old, who took his life in the tradition of political suicide on the 10th, alongside the March of Campesinos from Mexico. Thousands of 10,000 or so campesinos came from Mexico, and also a large Korean delegation and farmers from all over the world. This is Amory Starr reporting from Cancun, Mexico, on the collapse of the WTO ministerial meeting. Nosotros ganamos. Viva Lee. Good night.